4, HKX Mobile.
X Mobile.
Good afternoon. N6ZLX. This is KO4 HKX. This is Patrick on this end.
KO4 HKX. November 6, Charlie Lima X-ray.
Traffic again this afternoon?
Yeah, name's Mike. You just had to say it, didn't you? Yeah, I just came up to it. It's, I don't know, for some reason it's coming to a crawl here at 101, but it's okay. I'm taking tomorrow off.
As bad as yesterday.
Yeah, no one died, at least, in that thing.
After what happened, I know it was a big old mess, though.
A news blurb today, the, an 18-wheeler and a, looked like a dually pickup truck, had an entanglement of the negative kind, and the 18-wheeler, Publix grocery store truck, ended up jackknifed straight across the interstate at noon.
I'll put a kink in things down there.
It was just past the Pelham Road exit, southbound, and it backed up all the way to the Lyman exit, so that's a good 10, 12 miles.
Heard somebody stay on here yesterday. They were reporting a 10-mile backup in both directions.
Of that yesterday, and that was it, well, this time.
I was talking to you yesterday afternoon also.
That was a rough one. I don't remember who the heck I was talking to, quite frankly. But I recognized the call.
Recognize some of the calls. The prefixes are what's getting me on the calls. I've only had my license a couple of months now. I remember the names and the voice real well most of the time.
I'll probably jump off and 101 here and go around this mess for no good reason, but I'd rather be at home at the same time than to be later.
I'm around all day down here, and I stay off 85 at all costs. I will go around out of the way not to have to do that.
That was a good call. There, that 101-85 is yet again a parking lot. An accident. Most likely an 18-wheeler again. That wind is pretty wicked.
It is. I'm fighting a 16-foot tag-along trailer behind the excursion right now. Have been all day.
Exactly who you are. I heard you talking the other day. Yeah. Mac Tool.
Yes.
Matco, sorry. Mac Trucks, Matco, Iceberg, Weisberg, what's the difference?
Not much anymore. Today I fought the rain all day and the crazy drivers, and today I fought the wind.
Yeah, it's not only the number of the interstate, but it's the speed limit.
Slow day for them out there, isn't it?
On it, and it could be NASCAR. Anyone tagging bumpers yet on 85, but I'm sure it happens.
Sure it has, a time or two. 85, 29, 101, down there, there's no telling.
You know, it's a bad day for traffic when a truck and five other vehicles are on your super secret roundabout to get around it all. I guess it's not a secret anymore.
It's just about as bad out here. When it's raining or any kind of thing like that, man, it's like dodging pinballs out here.
Down the road?
And the cars flying around through the median, up the banks, across through the woods. You name it, they're going everywhere.
I get it now. With the bad weather, yeah, I get it. Yeah, well, you know, most states give out driver's licenses and Cracker Jack boxes.
Most of it's just due to flat-out speed. because they don't want to do the speed limit or anywhere close to it.
Vehicle under your control is one of the things they're supposed to teach you when you're learning to drive.
Anymore, all we do is teach them how to take a test, not how to prepare for life.
I was speeding a little bit because I was getting kind of frustrated with these people. And I came around the corner and police was going the other way. So I was just glad to see him not turn around.
You're always looking in the mirror for those taillights. I think you said your name was Mike, right?
Yeah, and man, you're taxing my memory this time of day. Harry, is it?
Patrick.
Rats. I know I was talking to a Harry at some point. All right, Patrick, now I'll get it right. N6CLX for the ID.
What is your profession now?
My title is sales engineer, and that pretty much says it all. I'm an engineer, and I'm in sales. It's a German company. We manufacture specialty fans, air moving equipment, dust collection equipment. And then on the other side, out of the process stuff that I do, is commercial HVAC equipment.
Your air handling equipment, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
On the commercial side, it's even more specialized than that. It's, I just started this job in January. I've never heard of anything called a chilled beam before, but that's what we make. And induction coils, fan coils, and diffusers. We don't do anything else, like the carriers and all that, but we sell the components.
Well, in my previous life, I was a Ford Chevy diesel mechanic.
You were a diesel fitter.
Sir, I worked for Ford and GM between the two of them and owning my own shop almost 20 years, so.
You could teach most of your customers how to use the tools.
Some of the things I see walking around during the day.
Yeah. The other day I was showing the guy in the back that does the warehousing and shipping and field service, supposedly worked on it all, and I was showing him how to take a bearing apart the other day.
I did quite a bit of training when I was still turning wrenches, so it doesn't bother me too bad until people start questioning why you're doing something and they're the ones asking you how to do it.
I just take it with a grain of salt. I got this 2006 Jeep here that's got the computer reader for, and I can do the minor stuff. And then for the rest of it, I just need to go get a bunch of stickers at the Dollar General to stick over the light.
A lot of people have that philosophy.
One light on it. About every other day now. It goes off and then comes on. It has nothing to do with number of starts, stops. It's just the computer doing it. It's oh my gosh, brain is dead now. But anyway, when slippery roads, whatever you call that, that system's turning off in the 4x4. But I think it must be connected to the tire pressure system. My reader doesn't work on the tire pressure system, and I don't even want to deal with it. And one of those sensors, or all of them, I don't know, but one of them at least is bad. And I'm sure those two systems are tied together, because, hang on. I needed to drop the transmission. The radio will time out on me. I'm sure the systems are tied together, because the reader's telling me that it's just giving me the ultra generic code. So I'm hoping those are two tied together.
Manufacturers, they are, and some they aren't. And I'm not 100% sure on Jeep or Chrysler.
I'm not even asking you to. It doesn't even matter. This is a 2006 Jeep Chrysler / Mercedes.
So that was the fun years for Jeep and Chrysler. I worked at a Ford dealer that was a Chrysler dealer also. And the mechanics were all the time complaining about them.
Got the famous Mercedes transmission in it, which, you know, I got no complaints about, except that if I ever want anything done to it, I got to take it to the dealer. No one will touch it. And when I first got this Jeep, I went to check the transmission fluid level, and I searched for half a day, and then finally figured out there isn't anything to check the fluid level.
Still a dipstick for that.
I got this job and had to start commuting. I decided to change the oil in this thing. And I'm embarrassed to say, but I'll say it anyway. My wife's coming out saying, "Are you about done yet?" I said, "Babe, I got it all lifted up. I can't find the drain plug."
They make them service for life modes now.
They put some air baffling underneath, I guess, to get an extra 1% better fuel economy or something. And you had to search for a specific hole in the plastic baffling and reach up in it, and there's the oil drain plug.
He is famous for that. We call them the diaper because it stopped the oil leak.
So there's a reason why I'm an engineer and not a mechanic.
And engineers don't get along too well.
Especially automotive engineers.
Well, I've been in a couple of places I would have liked to got my hands on the guy that designed that.
It's kind of like Palmetto Armory. It's built for life. The life of the park.
That last little bit of information.
I like my Palmetto. It's working great. But the part in the vehicle, that's another story.
Engineer's defense for automotive anyway. They design a part and never know what it's going to do or where it's going to go.
The job I had before this one, I was a tier 2 and 3 in some cases. Man, you'll have four layers of suppliers supplying stuff. So you're relying on three other companies and engineers in those companies passing you the right specs. It's incredible.
Yes, it is. Well, Mike, I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I'm getting ready to hit a dead spot that'll take me at least 10 minutes to get through it. I don't know what it is right here, but it just loses all signal. You can barely pick up FM radio. So I'm going to say 7-3. It's KO4, 8KX. You have a good evening and enjoy the conversation. And have a good trip into work tomorrow, or you're off tomorrow, so enjoy your day off.
Have a good day. KO4HKX, N6CLX. I'm going down into the blind spot hole near the house anyway. I'll talk with you later. You have a good one, and I'll talk to you next week.
Six set.
All W4DJW.
W4DJW, WB 6 set. How in the world are you doing, sir?
Doing good. I haven't heard you on the radio in a long time. I'm on a radio with weak finals, so if it gets quiet, you'll know why.
Roger that. I understand. Name here is still Tom, and I'm mobile in Traveler's Rest, and I am on one of those miraculous pocket-sized radios with very little wattage, so hoping I'm getting in okay with a splendid magnet mount antenna, etc.
Mag mounts, and we're both pushing about a watt. But you sound like you're sitting right here next to me.
Wonderful! Oh, goodness gracious. How in the world have you been doing?
I'm doing good. Name's still Dave, and I'm still in Greer. But it's been ages since I talked to you. So it's good to hear you on the radio. Good to know you're still out and about. I'm just working from home lockdown, COVID lockdown. Nothing exciting. I am flying airplanes a little bit. How about you? What's new in your life?
Again about a year and a half ago, and settled into our retirement home. but Dave, I fell for it yesterday. I accepted the job, and I'm going to start sometime next week, and I'll be commuting from the other side of Marietta, South Carolina, to Fountain Inn. To do what I've been doing my entire life instead of kicking back and then enjoying life large. I figure, I'll go back and make some more money so I can buy some more toys and stuff. That way, next time I buy a $50 radio, I don't get in trouble.
We're in crossroads and we're making the same decision. I want to retire any day now, but I keep on working.
An offer I couldn't refuse. When they did the pre-phone call interview type of thing, and I said, "Well, yeah, you've been doing this for how long? 43 years. You don't sound like... Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it sound that way." And I said, "No, I understand. Everybody on the face of the planet is younger than me now. I just sound younger than most, so..." When I... double unfortunately, I did go for the interview, and they loved me, and they seemed like fantastic young folks. I said, "Look, you guys are... seem like a wonderful team. I hope I'll be a good fit, but I'm telling you right now, I can tell that most of y'all are going to be here for another 20 years or so, but I'm not."
That you found something like that. I did chop the very first couple of work stints off of my resume because it did the same thing you were talking about. Made it look really, really long. Since the 80s.
In medical injection molding at Cordis Dow Corporation in Miami Lakes, Florida in 1976. It's also when I graduated high school. It took me 3 years to get a two-year degree, but I went ahead and did that in 1979 at University of Miami, and then I moved up here in 1981. So it's been a long, fun career. It really has. I've had a blast. And, I couldn't think of a whole lot worse things that I could have done for a living to take up the last 40-plus years of my life.
The same year, and we both went into injection molding. I went in for Michelin for tires for building molds that you do the injection molding for. Stayed there for 18 years and then went out and started surfing the dot-com trail.
Maybe I missed my calling or something. I really, when I was younger, I really wanted to go and work, be a field service technician for injection molding machine manufacturers to help out their customers and stuff like that. And I kept getting suckered into management and engineering roles, so I ended up staying doing that. And then I was approached by a very large injection molding machine manufacturer that is actually a U.S.-made machine. Not many of those anymore, unfortunately. But anyway, long story short, I told them that,
battery drop. Said that before, DJW. Did your battery die?
I don't know. It might have, or I might have talked down the machine.
Now the repeater's still there. I'm intentionally not staying keyed up long because I'm watching my output. When I key up, it's 3 watts. This is my dad's radio that he had when I was in high school. and the PA is very tired. But when I see it drop below a watt, I unkey.
Yeah, I haven't squeezed the microphone and done anything more than ID for a very long time, Dave, so you'll have to forgive me for getting the Blue Crystal Award for the day. But I'm almost home, buddy. It's great to hear you, man. It really is. I don't do social media and stuff like that anymore, but I will do one of the oldest forms of social media a little bit more in regularity. And I'll catch you again real soon, buddy. 73W4DJW to take it from WV6Z Mobile 73.
Hi, Tom. Well, good to hear you on there. Hope we hear you more as you do that daily commute. Anyway, good to hear you. WV6 at W4DJW. Clear and listen.
Low power, Cafe City.
Check it out.
City clear.